What's up, family? You know what I'm saying? We back at it again. This is episode number 2 of the Just Third Podcast. I'm your host, John Justice. Hey, man, how y'all feeling, man? Hope you're all doing amazing, having a blessed day. If y'all didn't have a good day, I got y'all, man. I'm going to make it a little better, and I know Jesus is going to make it better because we got some powerful things to say today. But I'm doing pretty good, y'all. I'm a little tired right now. I'm not going to lie. It's like 1 a.m., so I'm definitely tired. I had a busy day today, but I told myself I'm going to make an episode today. So I got y'all, man. I'm not going to let y'all down. I got y'all. We here. No excuses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not going to yap too much in the intro because I realized last episode I was kind of yapping for like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But yeah, man, I'm just really grateful for everything the Lord's been doing in my life. He's using me in some special ways. So I'm just going to continue to be led by the Holy Spirit. Today's topic, man, I'm really excited for this topic. I'm not going to lie. I hope y'all ready because I'm ready, man. I'm going to be talking about my testimony. Now, I haven't talked about my testimony at all. Really, I kind of hinted at it a little bit in some of my vids on YouTube, if y'all seen those, but I haven't talked about it like into depth. So I'm really excited for this. And then after I talk about after I talk about my testimony, see, that's how y'all know it's late. I'm mixing up my words. But yeah, after I talk about my testimony, I'm going to get into what choosing Jesus truly looks like. Cause you know, choosing Jesus is not just something we can just brush off, not something we can just take lightly. You know, it takes intentionality, it takes effort. So I'm gonna talk about that, you know, after I talk about my testimony. But yeah, man. So Holy Spirit, give me the words to say. There's so much I could say, man, about my testimony. But I guess I'm gonna just start from when I was little. I'm gonna start from around elementary school. This was like kindergarten, man. Your boy was, I'm not gonna lie, your boy was built like a toothpick. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I had no meat on them bones, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this was kindergarten. Very small kid. I don't know why I just had to throw that in there, bro, because I'm just thinking about pictures from my old school. But yeah, so anyway, man, I'm gonna get into it. I'm gonna stop talking so much. So, so I grew up in a Christian household. I'm gonna just start there. I grew up in a Christian household. My parents, you know, were both pastors growing up. I went to a private Christian school, which was a very small school. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Delaware, by the way, shout out Delaware. And I know what y'all thinking, because every time I say I'm from Delaware, people are like, Delaware, he would treat me like I'm some alien or something, bro. Like, I know Delaware don't really got that much, man. Just bear with me. All right. So I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, downtown city area. Shout out Wilmington. And yeah, man. So I was surrounded by the things of God. You know, all my life, I was surrounded around things of God. I was in church every week, multiple times per week, because like I said, my parents are pastors. And so I was surrounded around things of God. I was surrounded around prayer, reading the word, you know, the importance of staying close to God growing up. So I knew all these things, and I had this foundation, which is a great foundation to have. But I never knew Jesus for myself. And what I mean by that is I knew, you know, pray over your food. I knew, you know, pray before you go to sleep, or make sure you read your Bible. You know, I would hear these types of things, but it never really registered to me to truly seek after the Lord for myself. And some of that was, you know, I was very young at the time. Some of that was just I haven't matured yet in that way. But some of it was I just didn't really understand what it meant to have a relationship with God for yourself. You know, even though I was surrounded around things of God, even though I had constant reminders, it was just a part of me that was kind of like, man, what does that even look like? Like, because, you know, to anyone who, you know, have never even been around the things of God, it can kind of be a little intimidating. It kind of be a little confusing where it's like, what do you mean I'm talking to God? Like, you know what I mean? So that's kind of how I was. So I never had a relationship with the Lord for myself. I was always just doing the bare minimum. I was always just, you know, let me just read a random chapter for 2 minutes and then I'll just go about my life. You know, I was always doing the bare minimum. I never had a deep connection with the Lord. And this lasted, you know, for a very long time. This lasted probably, you know, I'm going to get into a lot of it, but this lasted a very long time. And I got saved when I was very young. I got saved when I was around 6 years old with my boy G. Shout out G, man. That's my lifelong friend. We still, you know what I'm saying? That's still my man's for this day. But yeah, man, I got saved when I was very young. And even though I was saved, even though I was saying I was a Christian, I was not living Christ-like at all, man. I said this in the last episode of my podcast, and I've said this multiple times on my YouTube. You know, in order to be a Christian, you have to be Christ-like. So you can't call yourself a Christian and you're not living Christ-like. You can't call yourself a Christian and you're just living to the things of this world and you're disregarding the things of God altogether. But that's what I was doing, man. I said I was a Christian just because I said the prayer. And, man, I would just do whatever I want. You know, as soon as I moved from Delaware to Jersey, which is where I live now. Once I moved to Jersey around like fifth or sixth grade, right around middle school, man, I got introduced to all types of stuff that I was not used to. Because y'all gotta understand, I was in my little bubble in Delaware in this private Christian school, surrounded around a church, surrounded around people of God all the time. So I was in this little bubble and I had no idea all the distractions and all the lust of the flesh and everything in this world. I had no idea about that stuff. So when I got to middle school, man, I got around some people that I'm gonna just keep it to me. I should not have been a part of. Like I'm gonna just keep it real. I should not have been friends with these people. You know, I was influenced to do a lot of things that I should not have done. You know, I was influenced to, you know, be cussing, to be, you know, watching pornography, to lusting after women, to doing all these types of things, man. And looking back, man, that was a very hard time in my life because it's almost like a tug of war type thing that I felt in my heart, if that makes sense. So I was kind of being pulled to the things of this world, like, man, like I feel like I've been missing out on all this all my life. Like I never knew about all these things in the world. I felt pulled to the world, but also I was kind of pulling toward God because of my foundation and the things of God. I was like, man, I know I shouldn't really be part of this. So I was kind of confused. I was kind of, you know, pulled from one side to the other. And this lasted a very long time, bro. This lasted from middle school to probably, you know, like junior year of high school, where I was, you know, every once in a while I would get in the word. Every once in a while I'll be praying and doing that and doing these types of things, but it was never with intentionality. It was always just like me doing the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? And this lasted, like I said, a very long time. And it got to a point where I would say I was pretty popular. You know what I'm saying? Not to toot my own horn. I was really like that at basketball. So you feel what I'm saying? People knew me. I felt pretty popular, but at the same time, I felt alone, if that makes sense. Because it felt like no one really knew me for me. And deep down, even though I was taking part of everything that the people of this world was taking part of, you know, so I was blending in completely. You wouldn't even know I was a Christian if you see me out. And that's not good. You know, there should be a difference in you from the rest of the world. But, you know, people didn't see that. I was doing everything the world was doing. And so a part of me, you know, felt a little lonely because it's like, man, like I feel like I'm changing myself. I feel like I'm being someone that I know I shouldn't be or that I know I'm not. You know what I mean? I knew I should be, you know, acting as if I'm a son of God. I knew I should be acting in a certain way that pleases God, but I wasn't doing that. So it was like, and I felt like I couldn't relate to anyone. I felt like I was the only one who felt like that. I felt like I was the only one who was a Christian, the only one who knew about the things of God. So I felt very alone. Even though I had a lot of friends, even though I knew a lot of people, you know, a lot of people like me, I just felt, yeah, like I couldn't relate to anyone. And so that was a very kind of low point in my life. And like I said, I haven't talked about this a lot, so you know, I'm grateful for y'all, grateful for this podcast that I can really talk about these types of things. But yeah, man, it was just a tough time for me. It will be moments in my life where I'll be like, okay, I really got to get to my stuff together. I really got to get my relationship with God serious. So it'll be sometimes where I go to church and you know they would invite people to come to the altar and rededicate their life. So I did that, I think, a couple times growing up. I did that a couple times, but each and every time I left. And maybe it lasted a couple of days of me like walking in things of God, but after that, I would just go right back to this world, and I kind of was like stuck. I kind of was very stuck in sin and stuck in the things of this world, and I wasn't sure how to get out of it. So I'm gonna fast forward a little bit because I don't want to stay on this for too long. I have a lot more to say, but you know, fast forward to like junior year of high school. This was a little bit after COVID. You know what I'm saying? I think COVID was kind of still going on, but this was like 2022, I think. My friend G, you know what I'm saying? Shout out G and Zay, my lifelong friends from Delaware. But G invited me to this worship night, at his church, and you know I was like, all right, bet I'm gonna go. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, I was kind of brushing the things of God off. I didn't really care. Like I said, I wanted to go, but I probably was like, like you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. I wasn't expecting anything. I didn't come there to really, you know, dive into worship. I just was going just to go. And that's just my, I'm just being real with y'all, man. That's one thing about this podcast. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm not going to act like someone I'm not. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I wanted nothing to do with the things of God at that point in my life. Cause I was just lost, man. I was just lost in the world. But yeah, man. So we went to this worship night and on the way there, I kind of felt this conviction that I needed to pray. I felt this conviction from the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I hadn't felt the conviction from the Holy Spirit as strongly up to that point. And you guys will notice, you know, the farther drifting away from the things of God, the less you're going to hear his voice, the less you're going to get that conviction, because you know you're too clouded, you're too distracted from the things of the world, and the Lord won't be able to speak to you that way. But yeah, man, I felt this conviction very heavy in my heart, and I felt like I should pray. So I was just praying, and I was like, Lord, I don't really know why I'm going here. I don't really know why you're leading me here, but Jesus, I just pray that I won't leave this worship service the same. I won't leave this worship like the same. And I just kept saying that before I even walked in the doors. I just kept saying that to myself. And because, you know, I felt so lost. I felt so, you know, pulled from one side to the other up until that point that I just felt like, man, I just want to give everything to God. So when I walked in there, man, and it didn't really start yet, but I was just kind of thinking to myself, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to remove all distractions. I think I turned my phone off all the way or whatever. I said, I'm just going to remove all distractions. And I told myself, I'm not going to leave this room the same after tonight. So yeah, man, going into that worship service with that mindset, you know, by the time it started, you know, and I started lifting up my hands, you know, to the worship music, and I really just felt like it was just me and God in that room. Like, I don't really know how to explain it, but the way I just gave everything to the Lord at that night, you know, that was something that I had never experienced before. And, you know, to make a long story short, man, like 2 hours later, man, I was on the ground in tears. I was just thanking God. I was praying in the spirit. I was, you know, I felt the Lord's presence like I had never felt before. And this was something that, you know what I'm saying, this is something that might come as a shock to y'all, because you guys are probably like, have you never experienced the presence of God when you're surrounded around the things of God all your life? But that's the thing, man. You can go to church every week, and that doesn't mean you're going to heaven. That doesn't mean you're truly living in things of God. And that's what I experienced in that moment. I was like, man, like, I was missing out on all this. I thought I was missing out on so much things of the world. I thought, you know, I could please myself. I thought, you know, things of this world was more important than things of God. But up until that moment, man, when I was really lifting up my hands and I was really experiencing God's presence in the moment, it was just no greater feeling. Like, I'm telling you guys, whoever listens to this, there's no greater feeling than being in the presence of God and truly experiencing his joy, his peace, his love. You know, in that moment, there's nothing else that I was thinking about. I wasn't thinking about being hungry. I wasn't thinking about getting women. I wasn't thinking about nothing else, man. The only thing I was thinking about was, man, how can I please God? And I was in tears, but it wasn't a sadness tears. It was just this overwhelming sense of joy, this sense of joy that I have never experienced before. You know, I gotten Christmas gifts, you know what I'm saying? I gotten all these types of things, but none of this joy, you know what I'm saying? I had never experienced this joy before. So yeah, man, I was just breaking down in tears. And after that night, I think the pastor had laid hands on me too. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it's a blur what he was even saying, because I was just so focused on the Lord. It felt like it was just me and Jesus in that room. But after that night, man, I had a very different outlook on my relationship with God. You know, I realized after that what I was really missing out on. And so after that, I got pretty hungry in the things of God. You know, I was reading the Bible more. I was praying more. You know, I was trying to live a pure lifestyle more. And, you know, but after that, I think after that, like, couple month span, I kind of faded back toward the things of this world. You know, that's not where my testimony ends. I know y'all thought it was going to lead to this point where I'm at now, but nah, there's more to it. You know, I started fading back to the things of this world. And this was right around senior year-ish. This was like end of junior year, beginning of senior year. And at this point, you know what I'm saying, I was in a relationship. You know, I had a girl. And, you know what I'm saying, I started excelling in my sports. You know what I'm saying? It was looking like I was going to get a scholarship toward the end of senior year. So I was dealing with a lot of stuff. I was like good things. I was going through a lot of good things. And so I kind of forgot about things of God during that time. I kind of felt like I didn't need God, if that makes sense. And I know that's bad to think like that, but that's how I felt, man. I was like, man, I got so much going for me right now. You know, I'm so happy in my life. So it just like, I just slowly started disregarding things of God. You know what I'm saying? I slowly stopped reading my Bible. I slowly stopped praying like I should have. And I would do the bare minimum. Like I said, I would pray for my food. I would pray before I went to bed and things like that. But I kind of stopped, you know, following the things of God. And at that point, man, I started, you know, living in all types of sin again. I started, you know, lusting for my woman again, because at this point I was in a relationship. So, you know, that spirit of lust is strong when you're in a relationship. I know anyone who's in a relationship or has been in a relationship, y'all know, man, it's hard to stay pure when you're in a relationship. But so I was living all types of lust. You know, I was living all types of pride, because I was like, man, like, all that's going for me, you know what I'm saying, I'm really him type thing. I was living in envy for what other people had. I was, man, I was speaking rudely about other people. I was doing all these types of things, man. I wasn't living Christ-like at all. And you know, this led up until I got to college, man. And when I got to college, bro, that's a whole nother thing. Because mind y'all, you know, at the end of senior year, me and my girl, you know what I'm saying, we had broken up at the time. And I'm not gonna disclose that you know the reason for that, but we had broken up at the time. And you know, going into freshman year in college, boy, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, that was like a different world, bro. That was a different world. Because even though I was already surrounded around the things of this world, you know what I'm saying, after moving to Jersey from that private Christian school, even though I was already in the things of the world, bro, I still had pastors for parents. So they still, you know what I'm saying, come back home at 9 o'clock type thing. And they still didn't let me do certain things that, you know, maybe other people got to do. So I still had structure. I still had strict parents. I still had things that I wasn't able to be a part of. But when I got to college, bro, anyone who's in college or has been in college, y'all know, bro, that is a different type of freedom. Like, you don't have your parents telling you come home at a certain night. You don't have your parents telling you, nah, don't go there. Nah, don't say this. You know what I'm saying? You're just free to do whatever you want, pretty much. So, bro, that for during freshman week, those first couple weeks, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I was wilding, bro. That was some of the lowest points I've ever been in my life. That was probably the lowest point I've been in my life. As far as my relationship with God, bro, I was out there doing all types of things. I was out there, anything, bro, you name it. Like, I was living so terrible, bro. I was living such in the things of this world. And I truly was lost, man. I truly was lost. And the thing is about that time is that I had the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So I knew what I was doing was wrong. And that was the worst feeling, guys. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I just could not break out of it. You know, this was different from before, where I kind of walked away from things of God. So I didn't really feel as bad. I just felt like I was going through the motions of life and I was just living, doing whatever I wanted. But this time, guys, I knew I should have been going to church. I knew I should have been reading my Bible. I knew I should have been praying, but I wasn't doing any of that. I let y'all know, I even brought my Bible to campus as if I was going to read it. And I just was sitting in my bottom drawer, not being touched, collecting cobwebs. That's how much I was disregarding things of God. But guys, yeah, like, this was a rough moment in my life. And obviously, you know, the breakup didn't help because, you know, now I was going through a canon event of having a breakup and all of a sudden feeling the need for more validation, feeling the need for you know, lusting for women and doing all these types of things with women. So I was lost in that sense, man. I was lost emotionally. I was lost spiritually. I was lost financially because your boy was broke too. You feel what I'm saying? But all jokes aside, man, I was just lost during that time. And I ended up getting back with my girl, whatever the case may be. Then we go into sophomore year, and it was kind of the same thing. I was living in a lot of lust. I was living all types of things. And I keep saying lust because that was the main thing, and that's the main thing that kind of targets a lot of us. That's one of the hardest things to break through. Is the spirit of lust. So I was really going through that. And yeah, man, I wasn't close to the Lord at all. And it got to a point, you know, leading up to where I am now. This was probably like, just to give y'all a timeline, this was like end of 2024, right? And up to this point, you know, I went to this one church service, right? And the pastor, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Darius Daniels, shout out Pastor Darius, Change Church. But Pastor Darius said, you know, just because the love is real doesn't mean it's right. And this was like according to his message. You know, it was a whole message about this. And when he said, just because the love is real doesn't make it right, I really thought about that. Cause yes, I was like, man, I love this girl and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean the love is right. That doesn't mean the way they're going about the relationship is the love that Jesus wants you to go, you know, to walk in. No, this was the love of this world. This was love that confused love versus lust. So I was like, man, I was really thinking about that. And this kind of messed with me for a while. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It's messed with me for a while. You know, fast forward a couple months down the line, we ended up breaking up. And the reason why we ended up breaking up, I gotta get into this, man, because this is important, is I felt such conviction from the Holy Spirit toward the next couple months after that. Where I told you about that church service, man, I felt so uncomfortable. Like, not even only in my relationship, but just going out in everyday life. I would come home, and when I'm by myself, bro, I would just, you know, borderline be depressed. Like, I would know that I'm not living how I should. And it was just the most uncomfortable feeling. Like, if anyone has the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you know that it's an uncomfortable feeling. And the Lord is not going to let you. Thank God he didn't let that pass. He didn't, you know, stop that conviction. But yeah, man, it was so uncomfortable to the point where I just started praying, and I was like, man, Lord, I know that I've been disregarding you this entire time. I know, Lord, that I haven't been living how I should. But God, I just ask you, Lord, to truly remove anything in my life that's causing us a blockage from getting to that next stage with you. To remove anything in my life that's keeping me from truly seeking you the way that you want me to. And I was just praying that type of thing. And a lot of y'all not, bro, a couple weeks later, you know what I'm saying? My girl broke up with me a couple weeks later. And, you know, this was a hard time for me because I was like, you know, I obviously didn't want to give up that relationship. You know, I loved this girl, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to give up this relationship. So when I prayed that prayer, you know what I'm saying? I was hoping that the Lord wouldn't remove my relationship, but that's what happened. And when I really think about it, that's the main thing that was kind of keeping me from loving God how I should, from truly living for Jesus how I should. And, you know, you guys can pray to God and ask him, you know, the same exact thing, because once you guys realize, you know, once the Lord reveals to you what's the main thing from keeping you from getting to that next stage in your relationship with him, you'll have such a different outlook. Because, bro, I'm telling y'all, after that, and that took a lot out of me, because I was, you know, if you ever went through a breakup, it's tough, man. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was crying all day. I didn't go to class, bro. It was all types of things. I was struggling, and, you know, my friends was there to support me, thank God. But yeah, man, I was struggling, and it was just one night in my dorm, right? This was like earlier this year. It was one night in my dorm that I was just like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this. And what I mean by that is, man, I'm tired of living two different lives. I'm tired of being double-minded in my walk with Christ. So I decided that night, and this was different from that worship night that I said I'm not going to leave here the same. No, I decided that night that I'm going to truly surrender my life unto Jesus, that I'm going to give my life to Christ in a different way. Instead of just saying the prayer, I'm going to truly give my life to Christ, and I'm going to change my life. So, and I was in tears, you know, praying to God, man. This is exactly how I was praying. I was like, God, like, I don't understand. Like, I was in tears. I was like, I don't understand, like, what you're doing. I don't know why this is happening or this is happening. But God, I just surrender unto you. Look, God, I give you my life, Father God. Change my heart. Change my mind. You know, transform me through the renewing of my mind. I was praying all these things. I was praying in the spirit. I was truly giving everything to God. And I never knew what giving everything to God meant up to that point, because I heard people say that. But I truly was giving everything to God, and I was surrendering my life unto God. And I rededicated my life, you know, in that very moment. And I'm telling y'all, I felt something released. I felt something released in that moment. It was like a burden was removed from me. And right after that, I went right into the Word. I went right into the Word. And I'm not going to lie, I probably spent like 2 hours in the Word, like nonstop. You know what I'm saying? It was late at night and everything. And I just lost track of time because I was in the Word. And I felt like the Lord was speaking to me so much clearer than he ever did in my entire life. You know, he was just truly speaking to me. And I was just reading his wisdom. And I said, okay, I'm just going to apply this to my life. And, you know, the main difference that I realized as far as, you know, and I'm going to get into this because I'm kind of leading into, you know, what it means to truly, true Jesus. But, you know, before, when I would read the Word, I was just reading it to read it like it's a normal book. And it's just words on a page. But that night, I really read it. And I was asking the God questions. I was asking the Lord, you know, okay, God, how can I apply this to my life? Or Lord, what does this mean? And I was truly, you know, seeking God in a different way. I was seeking God with all my heart. It says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So I was searching God with all my heart, and that's why I truly found him. You know, and up to that point, guys, there's much more that I could fill in. You know, I'm sure this story probably wasn't filled in as much as you guys would hope, or as much as I probably could think of later down the line. But yeah, man, that's pretty much after that moment, guys. And that was about 3 months ago, three and some change, whatever the case may be. Guys, after that moment, my life has completely been changed. You know, I know y'all see me now. I made a YouTube. I'm ministering to other people. You know, I'm truly walking in things of God. I'm not going to say I overcame lust, because, you know, the Bible says if you even look at a woman with the spirit of lust, you know, you've already committed adultery. And, you know, so it's hard to, you know, kind of overcome that in your mind sometimes. But as far as, you know, overcoming lust physically, as far as my physical pleasure and walking in pride, walking in envy and all these types of things, guys, Jesus has truly changed my life completely. Like, I'm so on fire for God right now that I can't even explain. Like, words cannot describe how much Jesus changed my life. Like, I can't stress this enough, man. There's so much I want to say about this, but I'm not even sure what to say about it, because it's like, guys, I did a full 180, man. I did a full 180. I'm so grateful. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he saved me, because the path that I was going down, guys, was only going to lead to death. I'll tell you guys that right now. It was only going to lead to death and destruction. But because of the blood of Jesus, thank you, God. Because of Jesus, you know, I'm sitting here right now today, and I'm truly living for Christ. I'm truly a vessel and a disciple of the Lord to minister to you guys, because, you know, guys, and that was pretty recent. So, you know, I'm sure some of you might look at me and say, man, he's kind of on a different level as far as the relationship with God than I am. But guys, this was developed over, obviously, you know, I grew up in the things of God, but this was truly developed in just, you know, a few months time. And, you know, I'm a living testimony to tell you guys, you know, truly seeking God, bro, the fruit of your life will speak for itself. You know, the way your life will be changed, the way the Lord will use you and bless you and bless other people through you is insane, bro. If you just truly choose God, and I'm going to get into this next topic of what it looks like to truly choose God, because I feel like this kind of ties into it. But, you know, choosing Jesus is more than just deciding to wake up and read the Bible. It's more than just saying, okay, I'm going to pray real quick. You know, it's more than that. Truly choosing Jesus, guys, it takes an intentional effort. It takes an intentional effort. Man, I can't stress this enough, man. You have to truly surrender your life to Christ. And surrendering your life to Christ means that you have to truly give up your life here on earth. You know, it says in Matthew 10:39, it says, you know, those who find their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is Jesus talking. And Jesus is saying, you know, in order to truly find Jesus and in order to truly find eternal life and truly live for Jesus, not the way the world views it. And the world will tell you, all you got to do is just say, I love God, and then you can live however you want. And you have God's forgiveness. Don't even worry about it. You can go ahead and party. You can go ahead and get drunk. You can go ahead and lust after women. You can do whatever you want because you have God's forgiveness. And you can just say, I'm sorry to God. No, that's what the world will tell you. But according to Jesus, we have to die to our flesh. Our flesh has to be dead. What does it mean to die to your flesh? You can no longer abide in the lusts of the world. You can no longer abide in things that feel comfortable. I know it's comfortable to lash out at someone when you're angry. I know it's comfortable to look at this person who has a whole much more than you do and start getting angry and start getting jealous and start talking about and complaining about how much you have. I know it's comfortable to see this woman who smells good and looks good and to try to lust after them. I know it's comfortable to do all these things, guys, but we have to die to these things. We have to truly surrender our life to Christ, and that means, you know, to give up our life here on earth. You know, and that's going to come with sacrifices. You're not always going to have the most friends. You know, not everyone's going to like you. You're not always going to be able to say this thing that you want to say and do this thing that you really want to do and go here, you know, the places you really want to go to. But guys, you know, the sacrifice is, it can't compare to the joy that the Lord will give you on the other side. It's nowhere close to the peace, to the love that Jesus will give you on the other side. You know, you have to die to your flesh. It says in Romans 8:8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, it doesn't tell you those who are in the flesh, you probably shouldn't try to please God. No, it tells you those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You can't please God living in the flesh, guys. And this is what I realized, you know, over the last couple of months, that the reason why I felt like I couldn't get to that next stage, the reason why I really wasn't establishing a relationship with the God, with the Lord, I was just kind of going through the motions. But the reason for that is because I was still trying to abide in the flesh. I was still trying to do things that felt comfortable for me. I was trying to go here and I knew I wasn't supposed to, but then also I was trying to please God on the side. No, you can't do both. You can't try to do this and then sprinkle God on the side. You can't do that. You can't think that you can abide in the flesh and abide in things of this world, but also you have Jesus' forgiveness in your back pocket for any time you do wrong. Now I can just go to God, get his forgiveness, and now I can go back to what I was doing. You can't do that, guys. You can't serve two masters. It says that in the word too. You can't serve two masters. You're either on the side of the Lord and righteousness and purity, or you're on the side of the world with Satan, wickedness, and unrighteousness. You know, you can't be on both sides of the fence, guys. You can't be on both sides of the fence, and you also can't be in the middle. You know, in order to be all the way for Jesus, you have to be all the way on his side of the fence. You know, and that's, like I said, that's going to come with sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? Life is not always going to be easy. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. Life is not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. So I know I told you guys that I have this overwhelming sense of love and joy and peace that I never had before. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges in your life. That doesn't mean that you're not still going to be tempted. Guys, I still get tempted. I still deal with stuff that, you know, I'm trying to heal from. And I'm trying to allow the Lord to work on me. But, you know, guys, you have to be intentional in every area of your life. And even when you do make mistakes, even when you do fall, you have to get right back up and you have to seek God. Because if you don't, you're going to fall right back into the trap of the enemy. You're going to continue to dig yourself a hole that you'll feel like you can't get out of. But you can get out of it through Jesus. But guys, I'm telling you guys, man, you can't keep living in things of this world and expect to get close to God. If you're trying to do what you want in this world and living in wickedness and unrighteousness and think you can still please God on the side, I have bad news to tell you that that is not going to happen. You're not going to get close to God. You're not going to hear the Lord's voice doing that. You know, the only way you're truly going to live for Jesus, the only way you're truly going to establish a relationship with Jesus. And I know people talk about a relationship with Jesus, and I know it can kind of be confusing because you're not sure how it works. But guys, I can't explain it other than you have to truly want it for yourself, and you have to, you know, abide in the spirit, not the flesh. You know, this is so important, man. You have to see Jesus with all your heart. You know, like I said, man, it says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You have to search for Jesus with all your heart. There's no, you know, just kind of going through the motions. There's no, you know, I'm gonna just do it, you know, half-heartedly and just hope for the best. You know, no, you have to seek Jesus with all your heart. You have to get passionate about this. You have to say, okay, I want my life to be forever changed. I want to surrender my life unto God. You know, you have to want it for yourself like that. And you have to give up your life to Jesus and place it in his hands, and he'll guide your footsteps. You have to try to stop doing things on your own. And that's one thing that I've realized too, as far as my walk with God. You have to stop trying to do things on your own. You know, as humans, we want to feel like everything is in our control. We want to feel like everything, you know, is going to go according to our plan. You know, we don't want to walk down this road. We don't want to walk down this path unless we know what's on the other side of it. You know, we want the answers to everything. But you're not going to have the answers to everything when you're following Jesus. But what you will have is peace that passes all understanding. It says that in the word. So regardless of what you go through, you're going to go through some hard times, some hard seasons. But regardless of what you go through, you're going to know that Jesus is going to get you past it. You're going to know that Jesus is going to deliver you. And no matter what you're going through, no matter how far you feel like you are, no matter how deep you feel like you are in sin, you're never too deep. You're never too far for Jesus to pull you out of it. But you have to want it for yourself. Jesus is not going to pull someone out of sin that doesn't want to be pulled out. That's the thing about Jesus. He's so perfect by nature that he'll give us the opportunity and the choice to love him. He's not going to make us love him because that's not real love. I said this in the last message too. He's not going to make us choose him and make us spend time with him all day and make us abide in the spirit. You have to want it for yourself, and he'll meet you where you are, but you have to want it for yourself, man. It says in the book of James chapter 4 verse 8, I believe, it says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. So if you want God to draw near to you, if you want to establish a relationship with Jesus, you have to draw near to Jesus. There's no other way. You know, I was listening to my brother in Christ, Miles Johnson. If you guys know Miles Johnson, you know, great brother in Christ. I definitely learned a lot from him the last couple months as far as my walk with God. But, you know, what he was kind of preaching was, you know, a lot of us, we want to accept Jesus' forgiveness, but we don't want to accept Jesus' change. And that's the thing, man. If you want to truly live for Jesus, if you want to experience God's presence like never before, and allow him to open up doors for you like never before, and allow him to lead your life like never before, you have to accept his change. And that's goes back to what I was saying, where you can't, you know, feel like you're going to still be a part of the same things that you were a part of before you got saved. You know, once you're saved, once you're born again and a believer in Christ, that's why it's called being born again, because it's like you're a whole new person. You know, you should not be living the same way you were before. There should be a clear difference in you from the rest of the world. And this is what I was saying before, where it's like when I was, you know, living according to the world, I was calling myself a Christian. And if you would ask someone if, you know, they knew if I was a Christian or not, they probably wouldn't know, or they would say no. And that's a bad sign. There should be a clear difference in you from the rest of the world. People should look at you and be like, that's a man of God. And I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm not saying you have to be 100% perfect and pure and you're not making any mistakes whatsoever. I'm not saying that. But you have to be intentional, like I said, man. That's the most important thing. If you're not being intentional, then at that point, it's like, what are you doing? Because that's the most important thing, man. Man, I'm so passionate about this, guys. I'm sorry if I'm talking fast. I'm sorry if, you know, I didn't explain this clear enough. But I'm just, there's so much going through my mind right now. I'm just so passionate about the things of God. Man, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, for speaking through me. Yeah, guys, I didn't have too much more other than that, but I just wanted to stress the importance of choosing Jesus and what that truly looks like, because, you know, that kind of goes with my testimony. I'm not just telling you guys my testimony just to tell you guys. No, I'm telling you guys this because I want to give you guys hope, and I want to encourage you guys that there is a way out of whatever you're dealing with. There is a way out of whatever sin you feel like you're caught up in, or, or, or even if you're not caught up in sin, you know, there's a way out of that feeling where you feel stagnant as far as your walk with God, or you feel like, you know, God isn't really working in your life. You feel like God isn't really moving. You feel like you can't really hear the Lord's voice, or all these types of things. You know, there's a way out of that, but you have to truly choose Jesus. And it's not going to be overnight. You know, sometimes it can be overnight, but that doesn't mean it's going to be overnight. You know, giving your life to Christ, or truly choosing Jesus and truly surrendering your life to Christ, you know, it still comes with effort. It still takes time. It's not going to be overnight. You're not going to wake up the next morning and be like, oh, all of a sudden now I just perfectly overcame lust, perfectly overcame, you know, pride, addiction, you know, all these types of things. That doesn't mean that's going to happen. And I'm not going to put limitations on God, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. It says that in Ephesians 3:20. So I'm not going to put limitations on God and say he can't do this for you. But what I will say is you have to make that constant effort every single day to die to your flesh, to die to what you really want to do. And that's how you're truly going to live for Jesus. That's how you're truly going to, you know, accept Jesus' change, not just his forgiveness. Because that's important, man. That's really important. So yeah, man, today's episode is not going to be too much longer. It's going to be a little bit shorter than last episode, but I hope you guys really enjoyed this. I hope you guys were encouraged by this. That's pretty much my testimony. You know, I was kind of off and on for a while as far as my relationship with God. And I'm telling y'all, man, this year I've been fully, like, words cannot describe how close I feel to Jesus right now. Like, I feel like he's just God on my every footstep. Like, he's just taking me where he wants me to go. And, you know, you'll notice that more and more. The closer you are to God, the more he'll just begin to work in your life. And he's been using me in some special ways, man. You know, being obedient to God, I said this in the last message, you know, he'll lead you in some special ways, man. But you have to let him. That's the important thing. You have to let him. Man, God is good, man. That was kind of a lot. I was talking very fast, but I hope y'all got something from this, man. Let me know what other topics you want me to tackle for episode number 3. I have a lot of ideas, so, you know, but I try to take into account what you guys might be struggling with, what you guys may want me to touch on, and I try to do that as well. But yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you guys so much. Always remember, Jesus loves you so much more, guys. Just truly choose Jesus. Just truly give your life to Jesus, and he'll make a special difference in your life. I'm telling you guys right now, your life will never be the same if you give your life to Christ and truly choose him on a day-to-day basis. So I love you guys so much. Yeah, like I said, Jesus loves you way more than words can even describe. And yeah, man, just follow the things of God, seek the Lord with all your heart, and watch how he changes your life. I'll see you guys in the next episode. And yeah, man, stay blessed.